This is where wisdom and divination meet grit and tenacity. I invite you to be the ear to share my journey of triumph over shame, guilt, depression, and self-doubt. And to come out the other side victorious in this lifetime.
So the rhetoric that our inner voice spews out in the form of warnings and what ifs and worst case scenarios, and you know, you'll be ridiculed, you won't be embraced, you'll be laughed at, you'll look like a fool if you try to do that, etc., etc. That is our protection mechanism. And some therapies try to battle that voice. But what I've learned for me, you can't battle that voice. That's your inner voice. So if your inner voice is like, hell no. There's no way. What the fuck do I have to offer? Why would anybody buy my book? Why would anybody listen to me? You know, if I stand up before an audience digitally or in person, you know, they're going to notice these terrible flaws and uglinesses about me, etc. Okay, well, see, your inner voice is true. What if that shit actually goes like that? But here's a trick. Instead of trying to say no, I'm going to do great. I am worthy. I am special. People will embrace me. I will swaddle myself with cotton. I'm a fuzzy wuzzy little bunny worthy of love. You know, it just doesn't feel congruent in my spirit. But what I've noticed, there's a trick to that inner voice that in my case is really a bitch. I just speak her language because it's my language. Okay, here's a scenario. I really want to publish my book, help people who have been in my situations and circumstances realize the joy of life under the most horrific situations. That yes, the glimpses are there, and how to expound and expand upon those glimpses, and how not to let the pressure and oppression and depression of life crush our spirits out of us and kill our spirits before our bodies ever die, ever have the chance to die. I've seen it happen to people, and to me, that is the worst fucking shit ever, and I want to help people not live quiet lives of desperation and then fucking die. I'm passionate about it, but my inner voice is like, Felicia, why should anybody listen to you, bitch? Look at your circumstances. You live in a trailer, and you don't even own the trailer. You were fired from your job. Twice. Last two jobs, fired. You don't have any money. And you don't have any status. You don't have any clout. You don't have any followers. What do you have? Okay. I get it. Take a moment. Instead of trying to combat it, absorb it. And then I feel gratitude. Thank you, Universal Spirit, God, whoever your higher power is, you, whatever. Thank you. I'm looking out for myself. I am looking at things realistically. Thank you. And here's the other side of it. What if? Right? Because the negative thoughts we're having are indeed what if thoughts. Okay. Well, we need to. Ooh, almost ran a red light. We need to explore that. We need to explore the what ifs. What if I gain a following? What if I get a book deal? What if I really help people in the way that I'm seeking to? What if I can save a life or two? What if by exposing my ugliness and flaws, I empower other people to do the same and come out of the closet of oppression and depression and self-hatred? What if that, bitch? What if fucking that? How about that? Huh? Now that feels congruent. Same voice, same logic, different perspective. This is changing the narrative, not the tone, not lying to ourselves, not trying to adopt someone else's voice as our own inner voice. Just showing the other side to the same coin. That's a small step, and it's powerful.
Let's take 30 seconds to breathe and be grateful as we hear from today's sponsor. Breathe with me. Inhale, fuck it. Exhale, dumb shit. I'll be right back. And then we meditate. Restful Sleep and Sweet Dreams is the first meditation module of the three-part series, Restful Sleep, Powerful Life. Restful sleep is an essential building block for a balanced and fulfilled life. We fail to respect the fact that a third of our lives happen while we are sleeping. Restful, restorative sleep is needed to heal and restore ourselves, clear our minds, and get in touch with our subconscious power. Download yours right here and live your truest, most fulfilled life now. Namaste.
I think the world needs healers now more than ever.
In this powerful guided meditation, you will empower yourself to relax your body, shake off the residual thoughts of the day, and get in touch with your internal spirit power.
Let's begin. There is nothing you need to know. There is nothing you need to do. Just breathe. Just breathe. There is nothing you need to do. Just breathe. Just breathe.
Now, as you inhale through your nose, deliberately and gratefully, breathe in positive energy, blessings, and peace. As you exhale through your mouth, expel worry, anxiety, and fear. Do this for a count of four. You are safe. You are centered. You are ready to journey into yourself.
Thank you.